a million times.
If you had two horses and each one of them had a single tree, they'd both be hitched to a...
Yeah, but you'd hitch it to that tongue, or hitch it to that wagon. Mm-hmm. They'd have a place they'd hitch each one to. Mm-hmm.
Was there such a thing as a double tree?
Yeah, there's a double tree.
Mm-hmm. And both the single trees are attached to that.
But I hitched more buggies up than I ever did wagons, because I was always hitching a buggy up.
What did you call those two long things that you had to back the horse between when you're hitching up a buggy?
That's, as much as I know about a buggy, I can't tell you the name of it. That little thing, I put old guy in it many times. Mm-hmm. Now, what do they call that thing?
Called shaft?
I just don't know now. I just done forgot.
Is it buggy shafts?
I guess it is shafts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I done forgot. Yeah. But I could go out there and hitch him up now if I had it.
What about the thing that the wagon wheels hit the attached to?
It's a axle.
Mm-hmm. You ever have a problem with breaking one of those things?
Yes, sir. I've seen them break. You know, sometimes that they got a piece that goes over the wheel, mm-hmm. that'll come off. Mm-hmm. It looks like it ain't iron, but it's shines, you know, like some kind of metal. Mm-hmm. It goes over that wheel,
yes, ma'am.
And sometimes it'll slip off. Mm-hmm. And when it does, that whole wheel will come all to pieces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them do that. And you got to have it built over.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole works from all pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen them do that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You were telling me about all those different kind of plows a few minutes ago. Was there anything that you used to break up the ground finer after you got through plowing?
Well, you always had a harrow.
Mm-hmm.
You go with the harrow, you know, way back kind of, you know. Of course they got better things now, you know.
Yeah.
But then they had horror. They'd go over it and horror it, you know, real good, and they'd pulverize it, you know, all pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Before they ever planted it.
Yes, ma'am.
After they broke it up, they'd mm-hmm. go over it with horror and just have it into a doodle dust before they planted it.
Into a what?
Doodle dust. I call it.
Uh-huh.
Just soft as, you know, they could get it.
Oh, I see.
With that horror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've hired a many road.
Is that right?
Just get out there and put fun the heck of it. I get the boys at home to let me hire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I get out there with them, beg them to let me hire.
Just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. They let me hire a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the worst work anybody put. A lot of people put work on kids like that. And that's the worst work they can put on a young.
Is that right?
It's the hire.
Why is it so bad?
It's heavy. That horn is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out. But they didn't put it on me, I put it on myself. I get out there with the boys and want to hire with them.
Yes, ma'am.
Just want to do something. We'll learn, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if I had something like a big trunk that was too heavy for me to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I might say, well, I couldn't pick it up. I just had to cross the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to do what? You wouldn't say you picked it up, but you just had to
drag it.
Right. And if I was telling you about it, if I did it yesterday, I'd say, yesterday that thing crossed the floor.
Mm-hmm. Drag it across
mm-hmm.
the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Have you ever seen these things that carpenters use? Some kind of frame looks kind of like that,